Oh, you can. You have to. Have you done that?
I'm plugging in the back, but
Yeah, you have to do function. Yeah, set out.
okay,
And
right.
that
I'm
is.
all
Hopefully.
let's
Doing something. Good.
Yes.
Yeah,
Okay.
okay.
Okay. Well, this is the kick-off meeting for our project. And this is just what we're going to be doing over the next 25 minutes. So first of all, just to kind of make sure that we all know each other, I'm Laura and I'm a project manager. Do you want to introduce yourself again?
Hi, I'm David and I'm supposed to be an industrial designer.
Okay.
And I'm Andrew and I'm a marketing expert.
I'm Craig and I'm a user interface.
Great, okay. So we're designing a new remote control, and oh, I have to record who's here actually. So it's David, Andrew, and Craig. And you know what I've done tonight. Yeah, so to design a new remote control, as you can see, it's supposed to be original, trendy, and user friendly. So that's kind of our brief. And so there are three different stages to the design. I'm not really sure what you guys have already received in your emails. What did you get?
We just got the project announcement.
Mm-hmm.
The project designing remote control. That's about it.
Yeah.
So everybody got okay. So we're going to have like individual work and then a meeting about it and repeat that process three times. And at this point you get to try out the whiteboard over there. you get to draw your favourite animal and sum up your favourite characteristics of it. So who would like to go first? Very good.
Beagle. favorite characteristics of it, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, well, basically, high priority for any animal for me is that they be willing to take a lot of physical affection from their family. And yeah, they have lots of personality and be fit and in robust good health. So this is a good beagle. Family's beagle.
Yeah.
I'm small, cute, and furry, and when finally it becomes real, I'm going to be able to
You can take as long of a distance as you like because we haven't got an awful lot to do. But we do. Don't feel like you're in a rush anyway.
Okay.
I could tell you a whole lot more about beagles.
Oh, you too. Well, I might have to get you up again. I don't know, mine is a nervous thinking in Scotland.
Impressionist. control.
Is that a whale?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, like, I don't know, it's just the first animal I can think of off the top of my head. I guess big reason is because I'm allergic to most animals. Allergic to animal fur, so fish was a natural choice. Yeah, and I kind of like whales. They come in and eat everything in sight. And they're quite harmless and mild and interesting.
Mm. Yeah, I still don't know that.
Superb sketch, by the
way. I was going to choose a dog as well, but I'll just draw a different kind of dog.
Yeah.
Well, my favourite animal is my own dog at home. That doesn't really attract him, actually. He looks more like a pig, actually.
I see a dog in there.
Do you? Oh, that's very good of you.
Now I see a rooster. What kind is it?
He's a mixture of various things. And what did I put him? That's just to suggest that his tail wags. He's very friendly and cheery and always pleased to see you and very kind of affectionate and and he's quite wee as well, so you know, he doesn't take up too much space. And he does a funny thing where he chases his tail. This is quite amazing.
Is he aware that this is on tail he's chasing?
It is, I think it is. You know, he does it after he's had his dinner. And he just all of a sudden just get up and start chasing his tail. That's what I'm doing.
It's an after dinner dog then.
Yeah.
Probably when he was little, he got lots of attention for doing it.
Yeah.
He's forever been conditioned.
Maybe. Right, where did you find us? Just down here?
Mm.
Okay. What are we doing next? Okay, we might need to discuss project finance. So according to the group, we're going to be selling this remote control for €25, and we're aiming to make €50 million. So we're going to be selling this on an international scale, and we don't want it to cost any more than €12.50, so 50% of the selling price.
Can we just go over that again?
Sure.
So basically, all right. So cost, like production cost, is
altogether
$12.50, but selling price is that wholesale or retail, like on the shelf?
I don't know. I imagine that's a good
question. Our sale.
I imagine it probably is our sale, actually, because it's probably up to the retailer to sell for whatever price they want. But I don't know, I mean, do you think the fact that it's going to be sold internationally will have a bearing on how they design it at all?
Yes.
I think it will.
Well, right away I'm wondering if there's like with DVD players, if there are zones.
Oh yeah, regions and stuff. Yeah.
Frequencies or something.
Yeah.
As well as characters, different keypad styles and something.
Yeah. Well, for remote control, do you think that would be? I suppose it depends on how complicated a remote control is.
It does make sense from maybe the design point of view, because if you have more complicated characters like European languages, then you need more buttons.
Yeah.
Possibly,
yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing, international, on top of the price, I'm thinking the price might appeal to a certain market in one region, whereas in another it would be different. So.
Well, just like
just
in
a terms
just
of
like the
rest
of the country, like how much money people have to spend on things.
Or just like basic product positioning, a €25 remote control might be a big hit in London, might not be such a big hit in Greece, who knows?
Good marketing thoughts. Oh god, I should be writing all this down.
Making some kind of assumptions about what information we're giving here, thinking, okay, trendy probably means something other than just basic, something other than just standard. So I'm wondering right away, selling 25 euros, is that sort of is this going to be like a premium product?
Yeah, like how much does, you know, a remote control cost? Well, 25 euro, I mean, that's what, like, £18 or something, isn't it? Or no, is it as much as that? £16, £17, £18
Yeah, it's awesome.
I don't know, I've never bought a remote control, so I don't know
how
good a remote control that would get you. but yeah, so it has to look kind of cool and gimmicky. Let me just scoot on ahead here. Okay. Does anybody have anything to add to the finance issue at all?
Do you have any other background information on, like, how that compares to other?
No, actually, that would be useful though, wouldn't it, if you knew, like, what your money would get you now.
Interesting thing about discussing production of a remote control for me is that, as you point out, I just don't think remote control is being something people consciously assess in their purchasing habits.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like getting shoelaces with shoes or something. Mm-hmm. Just
5 minutes to end of meeting? Oh, okay. We're a bit behind.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So like, how do you? I mean, one way of looking at it would be, well, the people producing television sets, maybe they have to buy remote controls. Or another way is maybe people who have TV sets are really fed up with their remote control and they really want a better one or something.
I think it's when I bought my remote controls because they're fed up with having 4 or 5 remote controls for instance.
Right.
So I think it's just how many devices is control.
Right, so in function one of the priorities might be to combine as many uses.
Right, so do you think that should be like a main design aim of remote control, don't you?
I think so.
Your satellite and your telly and your VCR and everything.
Well, like, maybe what we could use as a sort of like an example of a successful other piece of technology is Palm Pilots. They're going from being just like little sort of scribble boards to cameras, MP3 players, telephones, everything, agenda. So, like, I wonder if we might add something new to the remote control market, such as the lighting in your house, or
the amount, you know, it's about what you want to watch, like you might put in your oil
and such.
That's like an idea.
And
so extra functionality.
Yeah, like personally for me at home, I've combined the audio video of my television set and my DVD player and my CD player, so they've all work actually function together, but I have different remote controls for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of ironic that in their the sound and everything, it's just one system, but each one's got its own level.
I'm going to have to wrap up pretty quickly in the next couple of minutes. I'll just check if nothing else. Okay. So anything else anybody wants to add about what they don't like about the controls they've used, what they would really like to be part of this new one at all?
You keep losing them.
You keep losing them, okay.
finding them is a major pain, you know. I mean, it's usually quite small, or when you want it, right, it's sitting behind the couch, or it's under the table.
Yeah.
You get these ones where you can, if you have whistle and hear the high pitched noise, they beep.
Yeah.
They're, I mean, is that something you want to include, do you think?
I remember when the first remote control my family had, it was on a cable, actually a cable between the TV and big like buttons that sort of like on a blender or something. And you know, when I think about what they are now, it's better, but actually it's still kind of, I don't know, a massive junky thing on the table.
So
maybe we could think about how it could be more, you know, streamlined.
Maybe like a touch screen or something?
Something like that,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever would be technologically reasonable.
Okay. Well,
it could be that functionally that doesn't make it any better, but that just the appeal of not having, you know, these days the few things in people's homes are becoming more and more like chic, you know, nicer material. And
okay.
Might be.
Okay.
Be worth exploring. Yeah.
Right, well, so just to wrap up, the next meeting is going to be in 30 minutes, so that's about 10 to 12 by my watch. So in between now and then, as an industrial designer, you're going to be working on, you know, actually the design of it, so you know you're doing there. For our user interface, technical functions, I guess that's, you know, like what we've been talking about, what it'll actually do. Marketing executive, you know, be just thinking about what it actually, you know, what requirements it has to fulfill, and you'll get instructions emailed to you, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, so it's the functional design stage is next, I guess. And that's the end of the meeting. So I got that little message a lot sooner than I thought I would, so.
Before we wrap up, just to make sure we're all on the same page here, we've given sort of an example of a coffee machine. Are we right now on the assumption that our television remote control may have features which go beyond the television? Or are we keeping sort of like a design commitment to television features?
Okay, well, just very quickly, because we're supposed to finish now.
Yeah.
I guess that's up to us. I mean, you'd probably want some kind of unique selling point of it.
Okay.
So,
I think one factor would be production cost.
Okay.
Because there's a cap there, so. Depends on how much you can cram into that price.
I
think that's the main factor.
Okay. Right, okay. Well, that's the end of the meeting then. thank you all for coming. Could I hope that was what there was yesterday? So, connection. There we go. I think if you can just leave it on, maybe, and then.
Fry the bulb.
Oh god, this has turned itself on.
Try pushing the function and eat, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's just coming in the screen.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Right.
This is all very high tech, I must say.
No, it's not. I don't know, like, do you guys go back to your, where you're working, so?
Lots of unplugging. It's a good thing you don't try to capture it. Kind of what it feels like.
So
we have a wireless.
SDP.
Yeah.
Learning, computer design, operating systems, ABS.
Well, next semester, I think.
Oh, next semester, computer security, computer architecture, something else. I don't know. Sorry?
Yeah,
no, I'm not doing that. There we go. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know how it's supposed to go.
Yeah. As long as you all introduce yourselves, so dress in those animals, I suppose.
I wasn't expecting the 500.